Johnny James here. I'll tell you what, that son of mine, Parker, ain't nothing but a greenhorn.
Greenhorn, a person who is inexperienced at a particular vocation.
Sure, he spent summers on the family ranch, but most of the time he was kicking it down in Florida. But now he's back, and I'm proud he wants to be part of farm broadcasting and agriculture. First, he has to pay his dues and ask questions of the ag experts most of us country folk would be embarrassed to ask, but always wondered. Take it away, Greenhorn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Greenhorn. Today, I have the pleasure of talking to Corey Klein from iBuyCows.com. He's an order buyer. Corey, take us through the order buying process from phone call from a cattle feeder to loading up the trucks. What all goes into being an order buyer?
Well, I guess there's lots of different facets to it. We'll get a call, or we've discussed the night before. A customer will tell you kind of what he's looking for. The weight, breed, steers, heifers, price range, color, and that's what we'll start looking for. We'll get it narrowed down to what he wants and kind of where he wants to be for his price. And during the auction, if we can buy the cattle that he wants for that price, we'll get a bot. You'll pin him on a number, so your buyer number in a separate pin, and keep adding to it all day in hopes that you'll end up getting a semi-load. Maybe some guys are closer, maybe you don't always get them one day, but if you're buying value or you're buying to fit a certain order, you get what you can get. At the end of that, you'll close out at the barn, get your figures, and some people, you know, would like you to line up trucking, and if that's the case, then, you know, we'll get a hold of a trucking outfit that we deal with. Give them the figures, the weight, and the head count. They'll pick up the cattle and deliver to, you know, to the customer.
Corey, how many sales do you usually go to in a given week?
At least 4 days a week, sometimes five.
Wow, so you're at a sale almost every day.
Yes, yeah, that's, I guess I'm blessed with a good job. I get to be around a lot of great people, and I get my weekends pretty much off, so it's a great trade.
So being someone that's actually in those sale barns every day, I mean, you know how much they mean to those small communities.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And some good city leaders see it and support it, because those barns bring a lot of money into any community on sale day, or despite that, days prior to or days after. I mean, there's millions of dollars trade hands at a sale barn every day.
Another question I got for you. We're really confused on some terms when it comes to order buying. Can you just explain some of the terms that the layman person wouldn't know?
On the slaughter side of the cattle market, we use several different terms to describe the flesh and the condition the cattle are in. You've got your no rolls, or your hard fat cows at the top. Your next grade of cows underneath them would be a boner cow, which would be heavy muscled, but not carrying too much cover fat. Then you move to a cutter or a lean cow, and that'd be a cow with your ribs showing and your loin edge showing up top. So she would be considered, on the leaner side. And then you go to canner cows, and canner cows are your low yield, low grade cows, very lean, a lot of ribs showing, hip pins. So those are kind of the four grades of a slaughter cow.
All right. Thank you so much, Corey. You have a great one, and I hope everyone out there listening enjoys their week.
You bet. Thank you, Parker, for taking the time and getting a hold of me.